and Alternative Radio.
Mike Stand.
266.
I don't think I'm going to be able to handle this, do you know? Oh, well, see what we can do. Many thanks there, Johnny Dwyer, for the last 3 hours. He's finally condescended to do a show, and then he made it a 3-hour one, eh? Nice to see him doing a bit for once. 3 hours from me, MS, till 7 o'clock. The last 3 hours. Till who knows when? Who cares when? I'll probably break down during this one, do you know? Gladys has just been in while that was playing, so I had to switch the mic off while she was nattering away. And I haven't even queued another record. Great stuff, isn't it? 4 minutes past 4 on a nice Sunday afternoon, Easter Sunday. And welcome along to my final thing, my final bash. What have we got here? Let's have a look. Got some paste sandwiches, some cheese, some crisps. A cup of coffee. Right. So I've just grabbed a record out of the box, actually, to throw on while I sort myself out and get the mail into order. And I'll play the first record from Orchestral Maneuvers. Just so happens that it was the first one I grabbed in the panic there as that theme tune finished. Merseyland Alternative Radio on 266, 4:05, Sunday afternoon. Mic Stand between now and 7. I'll be trying to name check most of the people who've written to me over the past 18 months throughout the show tonight, if I can remember them all. I've written a few down. No doubt I'll forget loads of them. This is Annex. Oh, incidentally, my mum isn't with me this afternoon. She couldn't make it. She'll be taking over as soon as I leave, so you'll hear more of her. You'll hear enough of her in the next few weeks. I've heard enough of her for the past 42 years.
Oh, what a giveaway!
No, I'm still not ready. I've got a bit of crisp all over the microphone now. The last show, you wouldn't believe it, would you? Well, maybe you would believe it if you've been listening over the past 18 months. Orchestral Maneuvers and a track called Annex. I've got the letters sorted out, which is what I was hurriedly doing then, between munching bits of crisps. And the Wolfman has written in, and he says, "Dear Mike, this is your last weekend on MAR. What do you say? Are you sad?" I am, actually, yes, believe it or not. Please give these people a mention from me. Then there's a great list of people like Ratfink and a Mum and Dad. Where does a Mum and Dad come into it? Penicillin, Tanya, Christine, Steve the Midwife, Pete Toenails, Late Night Tokers, Midday Suppers, all the Sea Beers, Fag End, the Mice Men, Freddie Mercury, Steve Jones, Paul Gravy, Smutty Stella, Foul Bowel, Jay Thomas, your Mum, and finally to all the DJs at MAR. And it says, "Please play the Wolfman song and tell everyone I'm going away somewhere. And I'll tell you, Radio Freebird is the place who has heard of it." Oh, heard of what? You don't say. The Wolfman will still be on Merseyside, so watch out. If anybody talks about me, I'll get them. So no one talk about it. I'm not messing, so watch out. And then he goes on to say, "Good luck in France. Your fortune is enclosed," which I read out yesterday, but it was completely wrong. Because you got my birth date way out. My birthday is in December, making me a Sagittarius. It says, "This could be wrong, as I don't know your real name. Until you come back, I might be at the Riverside, I'm not saying, so then I can get people who talk about me. Will I be there? 10:10 till we meet again. Goodbye, good buddy." From the Wolfman. There's a little drawing of Matt Black in the corner. So I'll show that to Matt. Wolfman, I'm afraid I couldn't get hold of the song that you wanted, that I played a few weeks ago for you. I borrowed it from Skeleton, and it's since been sold. The one by Todd Rundgren called Wolfman Jack. Haven't got that for you, so I can't play it. So I'll play this one instead. You probably won't like it, but you haven't got much say in the matter. These are the Poison Girls. Called Persons Unknown. Which is what you'll probably be tomorrow at the Riverside. If you turn up. Probably too frightened to. Poison Girls, and I'm playing that one for the Wolfman. Hope you liked it, WM. As I say, you don't have much say in the matter, really, do you? Maybe we'll see you tomorrow if you decide to turn up and honour us with your presence. Hope so. It'd be nice to meet you. That's for you, Persons Unknown.
At Mr. Henry's of Wallasey, you can have anything from moussaka to fillet steak. Their main meal starts from just £2.75 with no hidden extras and includes salad and chips or baked potatoes. Mr. Henry's has a leisurely, relaxed atmosphere with no charge for party bookings. Open from 7 p.m. till 12 midnight Tuesday through Sunday, you can eat and drink at Mr. Henry's restaurant at 233 Liscard Road, Wallasey. Phone 638-6020.
A short letter here from Willy Wonka. That's the second week in the run he's written to me. A second week on the run. Willy Wonka, he of the Chocolate Factory fame. "Dear Mike, after reading our letter, you have been made an honorary member of the Rascal." What's the Rascal mean? I dread to think. "We would all be made up if you would play Strange Thoughts by the Stopouts on Sunday between 4:30. This is all. This is for all the regulars, as it's your last show. I'll leave it up to you. Yours wonkingly, Willy Wonka." It says, "P.S. We'll see you at the Riverside. Tell Adrienne I am the Pete Wiley lookalike." Right, we'll see about that tomorrow, won't we? Willy Wonka, for you as requested. Haven't played this song for years, you know. The very first single ever brought out on the Skeleton label, SKL-001. These are the Stopouts with Little Sue James on bass. It's called Strange Thoughts. Written by Sue, in fact. Just thought I'd throw that piece of useless information in. Throw it out again now. Ah!
have to get the hell to Flexolarium. Poor Terry, man, the Flexolarium. When the weather's down and you want to get brown, go to Flexolarium.
Get yourself brown for the summer at Flexolarium. For only £15, you can have 12 half-hour sessions anytime, or £1.50 for a single session. In your own private room, your Suntiva sunbed is equipped with its own radio. So tan yourself cheaply and comfortably at Black Solarium, 62 Wallasey Road, Wallasey. And for an appointment, phone 639-4304. Remember, Black Solarium.
Makes you feel good all over.
Stop Outs with Sue on lead vocals. Also, Sue wrote the thing, a track called Strange Thoughts. That's going out by request of Willy Wonka, who assures me that he'll be there on Monday. So, might see what he looks like, if he looks anything like he appeared in the film when he went under the name of Gene Wilder. Probably none of you have ever even seen the film Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. It's that old. It's really good. A letter from Penny Sillin. I'll try and get as many of the letters in as I can today. And I'll give a name check for most of the people who've written, if I can remember them all. Penny Sillin says, Tom, I for playing the request last week, but did you have to shout me name out so many times? And you never said if you liked your going away, Prezi. Of course I liked it. Anything you do for me, I like, Pen. You should know that by now without having to ask. Also, could you tell Phil from Hoylake I don't know what the hell he's going on about, but I'll see you tomorrow. Tell all me fans I'll be the one with a fab jacket on with Penny embroidered on the back. And tell them us lot want to meet everybody. So we'll see you, Mike. Love and kisses from Penny. P.S. Sob, 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 sob. Sob, 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 sob. Please, sob, read this out at about sob, sob, 4:30 on Sunday. Sob, 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 sob. Oh, well, I'm near enough. It's 4:25 on Sunday. Penelope, I'll see you tomorrow, my dear, at the Owl Riverside. And I'll introduce you to absolutely everyone, as you want to meet them all. And I don't blame you, so do I. It'd be nice to see everybody there. And if the weather's as nice as it's been all over the weekend, should be a riotous afternoon out. This is for you, as you haven't asked for anything in particular. Comes from The Clash. Music from 1977, just for Penelope Sillin, otherwise known as Anna Key, as she sometimes calls herself. And I must apologise for letting your real name slip out last week, Les. Sorry. Did I read it again? Oh, I dash. Oh, sorry. How are you doing there? How did your show go this morning? All right? I was still in me pit, I'm afraid. Soaking. I didn't hear it. Heard some of your show yesterday on Saturday. It was as abysmal as ever. Nice to see you're still as bad. You make me sound good, actually. Can't you do your show in... Oh, you can't. I was going to say, couldn't you do your show before me in future? But it's my last show. So, if you could have done that sort of 2 till 4 in the afternoons, you're that bad, you'd have made me sound really good. But it's a bit too late for that, isn't it? Did I give Leslie Hayes' real name out again, then? Did I? Sorry, Penny Sillin, I didn't mean to give your real name out last week. I just slipped out. I've got a card here, actually, a You're Leaving card from Claire, who I think used to be known as a non-e-mouse. I think it's the same Claire, and it says at the top, this card is grotesque, ain't it? You needn't bother reading it all out, because you will be pushed for time, no doubt, but you can read it to yourself. And I have read it, my dear, thanks for the comments. And it just says, will you be coming back to Liverpool? And will you be doing any more appearances on MAR during the summer? I don't know. I suppose maybe I'll be home for a long weekend now and again. I don't know, really, how it's exactly going to work. But I should be back in October. So you may not have got rid of me for good just yet. I hope your mum plays some decent music. Well, she plays more or less the same as me, actually. She likes the same sort of stuff. That is one reason she's taking over, to keep the music content the same. I think she's a lot saner than I am. But then again, she might suddenly turn with the letters you send to me. I used to be sane at one stage. I'm trying to get a few of my friends to go to the Riverside on Monday, but I'll probably be along with just my brother. I'm in a dead good mood at the moment because I've just got the lyrics to the Kilimanjaro album, and I wrote off for a lyric sheet ages ago. I was surprised when I actually got it. We're off school for Easter now, and as usual, there's absolutely nothing to do in Highton. I could do some revisions, but I don't feel like it. Well, au revoir again. I'll be there on Monday, but I probably won't let on to you because I'm shy. Good luck in France from Claire. Are you going to give out the address of the tour operators or whoever is employing you so we can all pester you, care of their address? And it's as if you're doing any name checks. Could you please do mine early on Sunday? And thanks for all the hours of enjoyment which I have had listening to your show. Claire, thank you very much, my dear, for those nice words. And you better make yourself known. If you want to remain a nonny mouse, as you used to call yourself, then just come up and whisper to me who you are, and I won't let anybody else know. I'll just say hello to you myself, okay? I won't shout it out over the mic like I'm going to do with penicillin and people. So just let me know on the side. And the name of the operator, if you go to WH Smith, I suppose, and ask for a brochure for NAT Holidays Limited, you might find the address of the company where I'm going to work. I'm playing a few of my old favourite tracks during the show this afternoon, as is my last show. That last one from The Clash was one of my all-time faves of theirs. This is another one from Squeeze. Not another one from Squeeze, actually it's the first one from Squeeze on the show. But it's another one of my faves. That's another relatively old one from 1978, and a track from Squeeze, one of my faves of theirs, and a track called Take Me, I'm Yours. I played out for Claire, a nonny mouse. A letter from Nev in Parbold, which is an extremely long one, but I did ring Nev in the week, as he asked me to answer one or two of his questions. He's got 30 highly personal questions here, which I won't read out over the air, but he's going to the Riverside tomorrow, him and a couple of others from the Ormskirk Grammar Hovel, and he's asked me to give him a mention on my last show, which is today. I'm just trying to find... Oh, here we go. Could you reserve me a mention on your very last show, since I have written faithfully for Yonks? And on your last show, instead of playing me a record, please could you play 3 minutes worth of your favourite jingles as a reminder of your ace shows, so I can tape them for prosperity. Well, that's a bit of a problem there, Nev. I haven't got any jingles sort of lined up. I don't use jingles very often anymore. I used to use loads of them with sound effects and things, but I try and keep the jingles right out of it at the moment. I'll see if I can find some between now and 6 o'clock and play some for you. You've also asked me to play a couple of particular tracks which I did pick up last week in London when I went down. Called in at Rough Trade and they very kindly gave me loads of stuff. It says, could you find the record I asked for last week called Minstrel Radio Yogurt by Deep Freeze Mice? It's on the album distributed by Rough Trade and it's called Where the Hell is Lester? So I have got a copy now. I'll play that for you. Also, you want me to play the TV Personalities and a track called Part-Time Punks. It says, by the way, my claim to fame is that I was the very first person to request I know where Sid Barrett lives by the TVPs, so how about playing Part-Time Punks for them on Sunday? Thanks very much for finding the tracks last week. I really appreciated it. And that's from Nev in Parbold. The Relations single is still available. Nev, it's about £1 from Skeleton Records. Anything else you've asked for on here? I think I've answered all the other questions. So a couple of tracks you've asked for, young Nev. I'll play them both for you now. From the album Where the Hell is Lester. Some great names of bands on this one. There's an amazing one, Following the Deep Freeze Mice track, by a character by the name of Ronnie Slicker. Think about it. These are Deep Freeze Mice and Minstrel Radio Yogurt.
There are armadillos escaped from Radio 1.
For a good tan, hair care and nail treatment, visit Wallasey's number one beauty salon. That's Ian Henry of Wallasey, where you can have a free colour conditioning by Weller worth £4.25. That's with every permanent wave until the 4th of May. A 10-session course on their super sunbed centre will cost you just £9.50. So why not call into Ian Henry, 67 Seaview Road, Wallasey. Telephone 639-2862. Remember the name, Ian Henry of Wallasey.
There's two tracks going out by request of Nev in Parbold, out by Wigan. That's Part-Time Punks from the TV Personalities, That is also featured on a compilation album from Rough Trade called Wanna Buy a Bridge. Hope you got them okay, Nev, and we'll see you tomorrow in New Brighton. A letter what says on the back of it, 2 weeks you haven't played my request, you thing you. And it comes from, who's it come from? Who does it come from, he says, looking, scanning it for a name, which I can't find. It looks like Stan. Dear Mike, hope you received the Smarties. I did indeed last week. I'm sorry I didn't read the letter out. I had about 80 letters to try and cram into Sunday, so I just couldn't do it at all. Please read this out on Sunday. Any Sunday will do, as you've only two left. Well, I haven't anymore. This is my last one. No offence to bikers, they are pretty hip. Why? Oh, have you said something that was offensive to bikers or something, have you? On Wednesday, we were shown the door in a club. The reason? We were probably going to cause a riot or trouble with the bikers. The Accelerators and Fallen Heroes were playing at St. James's Hall on the 7th, and I heard it was on Keith's... I heard it off Keith Butler, Fallen Heroes drummer at the Dale. I'm fed up when a greasy, big-nosed, sweaty wop waiter is in a grey cotton suit and clean undies can throw you out just because you don't dress like bikers. Now judging by this, it's very difficult to make the writing out on this, but judging by this, they've been turfed out of St. James's Hall by a greasy wop or something in a with a big nose and a cotton suit and clean underpants on. He threw them out because they didn't dress like bikers. That explains the thing, no offence to bikers at the top. A little complaint here. I happen to have an Afghan on, and even if I am into the Ruts and the Cure, so what? Exactly! My sentiments precisely. So what? Doesn't matter what you're into, really, does it? And also, say something nasty to Manuel, the Jewish Yid. Say hello and commiserations to the oppressed, Andy and Kev, the St. Paul's kid, me, Stan, at Cliff Formby of the Underage Drinkers. Now I'm too old. Oh, formerly of the... Oh, God. I'll get this right yet. Say hello to me, who is Stan, formerly of the Underage Drinkers. Now I'm too old. See you Monday. Adios, amigo. And that's it. I think I deciphered that relatively well, considering the writing. And you said that you're into the Ruts and the Cure and Ramones, so I'll play a Cure track for you. Are they there? They're in the background somewhere. I think they're coming up now. Here they are! Hello there, Cure. Took your time getting in. This is called Grinding Halt. Grinding Halt. That's the Cure, going out for Stan and his mates, and hopefully we'll see you tomorrow at the Old Riverside. The final letter from Tania Canham of Bethesda Road in Blackpool, the blind lady who writes into us every week. She goes to the trouble of pressing these letters out in Braille and then writes underneath exactly what she's saying, which is just as well, because I couldn't figure it out otherwise. I'd be groping around on these dots for the rest of my miserable existence. Dear Mike, here I am writing to you again. Thanks for reading out my letter last Sunday on your show. I would like to wish you all the best when you go to France and hope all goes okay for you. Thank you, my dear. Thanks for all the enjoyment you have given me with your programme for the last 18 months. It's been terrific. Do you really mean that? And I hope it won't be too long before you are back on MAR again. That's all for now. Look after yourself and the best of luck for the future. All the best from Tania. Thanks a lot for that short letter, Tania. It's been really nice getting the letters from you and knowing we've been giving you some small amounts of pleasure, if you pardon the expression, in our own little way. Sorry I didn't manage to get up and see you to Blackpool a couple of weeks ago, as we tried to do when me and Matt went up to the Lake District. We didn't quite make it to everywhere we wanted to, you see, and we stopped off at Preston and things and fell behind in our schedule, and unfortunately we didn't get time to come in. But maybe one day in the near future I'll be able to call up and see you. You haven't asked for any record in particular, so I'll dedicate this next one to you. Another one of my all-time faves. What date's this from? He says, trying to read the label upside down and look for a poxy little date somewhere. Hang on, I'll shout from over this side. Where does it come from? 1979. I'm back in front of the microphone again. We haven't got one of those multi-directional microphones. I was just going to say, isn't it quiet this afternoon? And they've started outside. The kiddies are back playing. Excuse me a minute, I'll play this record and throw a bucket of boiling oil all over them. These are the Head Boys from 79, and another one of my all-time faves. Play it for me and also for you, Tanya. Hope you like it. It's called The Shape of Things to Come. Oh, that's nice to hear that one again. 1979, The Head Boys. Didn't do too much. I thought it would have done a lot better than it did. The Shape of Things to Come. That's one of my faves from a couple of years back. I'm playing that for Tanya. Hope you liked it. T. It was nice to hear that again, I must admit. Haven't heard it for a few months. Right, what should I do? Oh, yes, I've got a gig guide thing. Well, not a gig guide, actually. A letter from a group called Scope. And it says, Dear Sir, I have written to Ted Roberts twice now, and I've still had no reply both times I sent an SAE. Blah, 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 blah. Then he goes on to say how he met Ted, who asked him to send him a tape, and he would play it. And he's never heard anything about it since. Well, Ted has returned to boarding school at the moment, so he's not with us for a while. I did find out, you haven't put the name of your group in the letter, actually, but I found out it was Scope. He's still got the tape, so I haven't got it, so I can't play it. And you ask if I would read out the gig guide you sent me in, and you've started off on the 16th of April, which was a couple of days ago, so it's not worth mentioning that. The 20th of April on Monday, you're playing the Mayflower Pub in Fazakerley Street, Liverpool. The Gallery Birkenhead on Tuesday, which is where I work on a Tuesday. I can throw that in now and tell everybody, because it'll be my last Tuesday there next week. So I'll see you there on Tuesday, Scope. And also on Wednesday, the 23rd of April, they're playing Scamps in Liverpool. And it says, thanks for the broadcasting time. I trust I will have more response from you than from dear old Ted. Yours faithfully, Bob McKay. Okay, Bob McKay, who lives in Great Crosby, Liverpool. There's three dates for the group Scope. Monday, the 20th, the Mayflower in Liverpool. Tuesday, the 21st, the Gallery in Birkenhead, where I'll be playing the records with them, although they didn't know that till now. And Scamps in Liverpool on Wednesday, the 23rd of April. So I'll see you lot on Tuesday, okay, Scope? And if I can get Ted to send me the tape, well, it's too late to play it, really, isn't it? But I'll play a tape of another local band who I've been featuring a lot lately, as they mentioned in the Wirral Globe this week. Damn civil of them to give me a mention. These are a group called Dead on Arrival, one of four tracks that I have played over the past few weeks on tape. I can't remember the title of it offhand, but I'll get it as soon as I've heard it. Once again, a big thanks to Dead on Arrival for that mention in the Wirral Globe this week that I have been giving them extensive airplay, along with their session for John Peel also, and Phil Ross, of course, on Rock Around on Radio Merseyside has been playing some of their material. And a big thanks to all the groups who have sent in stuff to me over the past 18 months. I hope I have been, in some small way, a help to you. Oh, loads and loads of groups have sent me stuff in. I've tried to play most of them. Hope I've helped in some way, and many thanks to you for the time and trouble you've taken in sending me your stuff. Coming up to 5 o'clock, two more hours. God, I'm definitely not going to be able to handle this. Two final hours on MAR from me till 7 o'clock tonight. Merseyland Alternative Radio on 266 1125 kilohertz. From 1978, and another one of my faves. Throwing them all in tonight. I've been digging them out all last night. That's Sniff and the Tears, recently reissued and remixed. That's the original, a track called Driver's Seat. Oh, shut up, buffoon! Why, on my last show, I was hoping at least... I just thought everything might have gone right for me last show. Should have known better.
Mercyland Alternative Radio.
It's 5 past 5 on Sunday afternoon, Easter Sunday, and Mike's stand with you till 7 o'clock. And a letter to be read out about 5:05. Oh, that's handy, isn't it? Smack on the owl button. Well, Mike, just a little note to say goodbye. And play a few discs for me. We'll all miss you very much and hope you return to us soon. Please scrawl a postcard to me and play The Last Goodbye by Toya for yourself and also for me. Tell Penicillin that I am not gay, like Sam reckons. Tell her to ask Helen Jay or Morag. Or even better, let me at her lovely body for about 1/4 hour. What are you going to do to her in 1/4 hour? God, Drew, you haven't even got warmed up by that time. I'll see you tomorrow, Mike. I'll be with Dennis the Menace, so watch out. I'm bringing loads of lasagna to throw around at you. Charming. What time does it open? 12 o'clock. It opens at midday. Our bus is running that day, yes. I think it's a Sunday service all day on the buses and the trains. So you should have no problem getting down to New Brighton. If you get a bus, you just get off the bus station, walk through the bowling alley car park, ice cream, and across the promenade, and there's the Baths. If you get the train, you walk out of the station, turn left, down to the prom, which is about 100 yards, and turn right, and there's the Baths in front of you. It's my birthday the day after, on the 21st, so sing happy birthday to me tomorrow. Ooh, do I have to? Do I have to make a complete buffoon of myself? It's not so bad doing it on the wireless, because nobody can see me. So I can sing, or I think I'll do it now instead of tomorrow. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Philip Hoylake. Happy birthday to you for Monday the 21st. Oh no, it's Tuesday the 21st. Sorry. Cancel that last line and put that one in instead. Tuesday the 21st of April. That's from Phil in Hoylake, the turtle squeezer general, who couldn't squeeze his way out of a paper bag. P.S. Au revoir, Mike. See you again soon. We will miss you. P.P.P.S. Play Last Goodbye by Toya for yourself. And P.P.P.P.P.P.P.P.P.P.P.P.P.P.P.P.S. What are the dress restrictions like at the Riverside? Are daft hairstyles included? Well, the dress restriction is wide open, young Philip. If you want to wear a dress, feel free to do so. Nobody will stop you. And if you want to wear your usual silly hairstyle that we saw at Rotter's... Yes, you can do that also. Give us all a laugh. So wear what you like, do what you like, come naked if you like. That applies to the women, of course. For me, from Phil in Hoylake, Toya, and the first of my goodbye singles. This is The Last Goodbye.
Frank Hunter, the master furnisher, has been established in Borough Road, Seacombe for over 23 years. Parking is easy, so why not call in and see their vast range of home furnishings set out in 6 different shops. Their carpet fitter can call and give you a free estimate, and at present the special offer is free fitting on their £2.99 a square yard 5-year guarantee carpets. There's free same-day delivery, and finance terms can be arranged. So ring or call Frank Hunter on 638 2068 in Borough Road, Wallasey.
Toya, the last goodbye from Phil to me. And thanks a lot for that, Phil. See you tomorrow afternoon at New Brighton. Dear Mike, I didn't hear either of your programmes last week, so I don't know whether you played Lola for me. No, I didn't, because I didn't have it last week, but I've got it this week, so I'll do it this week for you. Marie, this is the one and only famous Marie, and... could you play about 5 o'clock Sunday? I won't be able to go and see you at the Riverside. What? As I had hoped, because my brother refuses to send me the money for his Stafford ticket, so I've got no money to buy a ticket, let alone get down there. Maybe when you return to Liverpool in October, you could have a welcome home stand thing, and we could all see you then. It's going to be strange not listening to your shows at the weekend. I've really enjoyed them over the past 10 or so months. I hope when you return, you'll recommence broadcasting, whether or not it's with MAR. I hope so myself, Marie, actually, yes. I should, don't see any reason why not, providing that the Gippos haven't blown us off the air completely by then. It's kind of strange trying to write my last letter to you, as I don't really know what to say. My brother's still trying to rob my Desire album, which you sent me, and Phil's still trying to cook up a decent batch of apple crumble. Maybe she'll perfect it before you return. I give up trying to say anything. All I really want to say is take care of yourself, and you'd better come back. Thanks for all the shows you've done, as I've spent many a happy hour listening to them. Well, that's it, my last letter. It's pretty boring, I suppose, but I get kind of sentimental when the best DJ on the airwaves leaves. Maybe, why, is somebody good leaving? Oh, you should have told me who. Maybe I'll see you someday. Thanks for everything. Lots of love, Marie. And it says, you better send me a postcard. Au revoir et bon voyage. Marie, oh God, I'm going to miss you all. You know, I'm really going to miss every one of you. I'm going to miss all these stupid letters I get every week. I don't know about you having happy hours listening to the stuff I churn out, but believe me, I'm sure I get a lot more pleasure out of reading the letters you send to me. There's some really amazing ones. Anyway, Marie, I couldn't play it last week because I didn't have it, but I've got it this week, so I'll play it for you now. Thanks a lot for the nice things you said, and I hope maybe you still may be able to make it tomorrow. If you can, get down there. It'd be really nice to see you. For you, the Kinks and Lola. Hey, 17 minutes past five. That's the Kinks on tape, you may have realised, by the quality of it, and a track called Lola. That's for Marie Dean in Liverpool, Cantrell Farm, I think it is, isn't it? Yeah, and hope you got it that time, Marie. Thanks a lot for the nice letter. And I've just been looking through some of the rest of the letters here, and I see that your mate Philippa has written in and says that that you're going to try and get there on Monday, tomorrow, so hope you'll be there. Maybe we will see you. For you, anyway, the Kinks and a track called Lola. So, what have we got here? Not many letters to try and squeeze in. Also, in about half an hour or so, I'm going to attempt to name check all, if not, well, most, if not all, of the people who have written in regularly over the past 18 months and been so nice to me after I've been slagging you all off. Crowd of Dave's, a lot of you. It says, this letter comes from Southport. Big deal. So what? I know what your real name is. So does everybody else now. It doesn't matter anymore. I thought it was about time I wrote to you before you go to France. Please read this scrawl out about five-ish on Sunday. I've been listening to the station for 1 year now, God knows why. Tell Steve Brookwell to stop sewing up his pockets whenever he gets any dough. When you read this letter out, I will be putting on a twin cam Lotus engine into my old Mark II. So if anybody wants a race now, I will see them on the Mad Mile. Tell the filth that I will be driving around with no insurance as I cannot afford it. Thank God I'm getting out of the country with some nut job like you riding around with no insurance. You haven't even put your address, so I can't blow you up. Thanks for a great show, and don't have a go at too many French girls, as I have heard. Really? Is it true? Good Lord, I'll have to be careful, won't I? I'll have to behave myself. Thanks for that bit of useless information there. It comes from somebody called Mick. And it says, P.S. Tell Joanna she can harass me as much as she likes, but I'm not going back out with her. So, Joanna, whoever you are. Joanna, I assume you come from Southport as well. So, Joanna, Mick is not going back out with you, no matter how much you harass him. So you might as well give it up. Come down on Monday and I'll talk to you instead, eh? I mean, these people are just not worth bothering with, especially when they ride around with Lotus engines in their Mark II with no insurance, clouting into people and not having to pay out. Tell you what I'll do. I was listening into a conversation at the Gallery Club last Tuesday when a couple of the bikers, you know, these big, hard Gribos, and they were talking about records and things, and one of them says, one of the ones I always liked was that one where that fella talks in the funny voice and he says about the his son at the zoo getting eaten by a lion. This is how they were talking, like, dead serious, this. And I was just sort of casually listening there with my earlug flapping. And he says, that one that where the fella takes his little boy to the zoo and the lion eats him and he talks in that sort of funny accent. And I thought, I know the one he means. I've got it. So I'll play it. This is Stanley Holloway.
There's a famous seaside place called Blackpool that's noted for fresh air and fun. And that mother got proper blazing. And thank you, sir, kindly, said she. What, waste all our lives raising children to feed ruddy lions? Not me.
It's G.A. Whitefield for your pine furniture. You can get solid pine Welsh dressers. 3 foot for £75, 4 foot six will cost you £95. Pine beds from £35. Pine three-piece suites from £150. And finally, pine kitchens made to order. Anything in pine you can get at G.A. Whitefield Pine Furniture, 69 King Street, Wallasey, Merseyside. 051 638 0614. G.A. Whitefield for your pine furniture.
Right! Right! 25 past five on a Sunday afternoon, a quiet, peaceful Easter Sunday. Oh, that was Stanley Holloway, Albert and the Lion. For them, if they were listening, I don't know who was even talking about it. A couple of fellows at the gallery last Tuesday. So I thought I'd throw that in, and I will now throw it out again. A letter which is to Mike Stand, which is to be read out on the Smelly Hour. Well, I won't be having a Smelly Hour as such tonight. I'll be just playing selections of music between now and seven, as it's my last show, and doing name checks and things. This is one that says, you asked for short letters on your last Sunday, so I'll do my best. Did you receive my newspaper and did you read it out? Eh? Who's this from? Mad Plug. Oh, yes, I read that out yesterday, Plug. It says, you're leaving. All say, ah. Ah. I don't care what anybody else says. I think your mother sounds nice, but somehow she sounds like every other girl you have in the studio. Are they all one and the same person? They most certainly are not. Nope, they're all different people, actually. Nobody in the studio with me at all this afternoon at the moment. Nice and quiet and peaceful. Is it true that Steve the housewife is having a homosexual affair with Rupert the Bear? I think it's true because Rupert the Bear is the only animal thick enough to have any kind of affair with this horrible, disgusting scum of the earth. Ooh, I do hate him. I do. He really bugs me. Thank God he isn't going to the Riverside. Tell the person in Hollywell, I don't know the name, that I used to live in Greenfield and go to Greenfield School. There's lots of Joneses up in that place. I bet there is. I think the person you mean in Hollywell is young Jennifer Darlington. And young Jen, nice to see you again on Thursday. I'll read some of your letter out shortly. Finally, name check the usual lot. 23, Tramp, Eddie Rake, Sully, Gaz the Puke, and the people in the Morton Heavy who know us. Hope to see you tomorrow at the Riverside. Please play Nantucket Sleigh Ride by Mountain. Yours quite shortingly, Mad Plug the Prophet. I like Plug there. See you tomorrow. You and Sully the Bonk. For you, as requested, Mountain. I'm only talking over this because it lasts about 15 minutes anyway. Somebody once wrote in, hey, I'm sorry I'm ruining this for you. somebody once wrote in and asked me to play this track, and they called it Kentucky Sleigh Ride. And they spelled Slay, S-L-A-Y. This is Mountain. And a thing called Nantucket Sleigh Ride. Mountain and a track called Nantucket Sleigh Ride, going out for Mad Plug, the Prophet. He appears in the Beano every week in the Bass Street Gang. Recognise him tomorrow, no problem. Got a letter from your mate here, Sully the Bonk, as well. dear Mike, so this is it, the last goodbye, the ultimate show. I will see you tomorrow à la Riverside. Tell Foul Bowel to send his address, as I have heard he lives in Oxton, which is in my area. And we could call up at his house. I and do what? I live up that way as well. Say hello to 23, Eddie Rake, Mad Plug, Mackie Wog, Fat Evo, and Tramp. Christ, I'm knackered. That's not me. Sorry, no, I didn't mean to say that. That's not me. That's what it says in the letter. I have just been digging the garden for the last 2 days. I've just had a great thought. I don't have any maths again in my life. So tell Dobby the mad psycho to go away. I've got my CSE exam a week on Thursday, so no more maths for me and Mackie Wog. Just think, we can sit in his lesson, and when he tells us to work, we can say, no, you psycho. Do they sell booze at the Riverside? No, they don't actually sell, me old eyeball. They don't sell booze, but there are pass-outs. So you can nip over the road with the rest of us and get a few down your neck. Okay? So hope that answers that one. A letter from the, who's this, Sea General? Or is this the Crucifier or somebody? Dear Mike, hello, it is I, the Crucifier General. Just a short note to wish you bon voyage for your journey and hope you enjoy yourself. Please say hello to my sister, the famous Tilly, and my mate, who is the late night toker's tall org. Anyway, I may see you on Easter Monday. Could you please mention this on Sunday? I'll see ya. Tell the mole catcher general he is a nobody, as is the squirrel catcher captain. I think it should be the squirrel killer captain, actually, there, son. You got the names wrong a bit, but never mind. Who cares at this late stage of the game? I'm over halfway through my last show. God, doesn't time fly when you're getting bored? Right, so it was Nantucket Sleigh Ride for you lot, so I'll dedicate that to you. And I'm going to play another one of my favourite pieces of music. Seeing as I'm playing some of my requests as well as yours today. Just remind anybody who's just joined us and don't know what they're listening to, it's Merseyland Alternative Radio on 266 metres medium wave, 1125 kilohertz. Free radio pirating over the northwest of England and North Wales. On the valley of Rossendale, as I mentioned yesterday. Tomorrow, Easter Monday, from midday till 6. Four groups playing. I have since been told that the Relations will not be playing, as John Hughes, I am going to say his name this time, John Hughes is a toe rag, was supposed to be lending them the drum kit and he's let them down, and they haven't been able to practice because somebody called Barry has also let them down. All sorts of names getting bandied around this afternoon. Barry and John Hughes. Scum of the earth they are. So unfortunately the Relations cannot play tomorrow, but a couple of them will be there mingling with the crowd and doing a jam at the end of the afternoon. Taking their place will be the Walking Boys. The other bands, of course, being Attempted Mustache, Afraid of Mice and Windows. I'll be there playing the records. I'm making my very last appearance in the public eye. If you'd like to buy a ticket, you've got about 25 minutes left to get to Reaction in New Brighton. Otherwise, you can pay at the door tomorrow, midday till 6. At the Riverside, adjoining the outdoor swimming pool on the promenade at New Brighton. There's no age limit, as there is no bar. Soft drinks and grub will be available. Great. Amazing. But there will be pass outs for anybody who wants to go and get a few down the old throat over the road of the Travellers or the Grand or the Queens. That's tomorrow, Easter Monday, between midday and 6. All the lads from Merseyland Alternative Radio will be there, so you can pelt things, help them with things, throw stuff at them. Excluding me, of course. The only stuff you can hurl at me is abuse or money or brown mixed or Newcastle brown or Perno and lemonade. With ice, of course, and a dash of lemon. I think I'll be swallowing one or two tomorrow. Just for a change. As you all know, I do not drink, but I'll make an exception tomorrow. Hope to see you there. Make it if you can. It'll be really nice to see you.
And I mean that most sincerely, folks.
Oh! I can't handle it. Come on, Lou, baby. Sing to me. Make me feel better. I'm going to break down in a minute. An excellent track, one of my all-time faves. That's the track called Sweet Jane.
How to survive in the difficult 1980s. Let Vincent Martin help you by taking care of your hair the organic way. Bounce through 81 with an organic firm, or brighten your dull days with a new colour. Try their swap shop. Your time for their experience. Only at Vincent Martin, 132 Butter Road, Wallasey. 638-2167.
I was hoping to have that amazing tape of Vincent Martin laughing on one of my late night shows a few weeks ago. Vincent Martin came into the studio about 2 o'clock in the morning when we were doing an overnight thing and did a few laughs for us. If you heard it, you'll know exactly what I mean. If you didn't, I was hoping that John Dwyer was going to bring the tape in for me to play, as he taped it on his own sort of, one of those music centre things he's got. He taped it direct from the air, and I was going to play it again for you, but if he comes in between now and 7 o'clock, then I'll try and put it on for you. I was just mentioning about the Easter Monday thing at the Riverside in New Brighton, which we've been plugging like mad over the past few weeks. On the same evening, Afraid of Mice actually are playing at the Riverside, but on the night time, the same band, Afraid of Mice, are playing at the Wallasey Labour Club. So if you would like to go down there Monday night, then you can see Afraid of Mice again. We may all nip down there about 9:30 for the last hour, get a few more down the neck. So Afraid of Mice playing on the 20th. And as I mentioned a little earlier, on Tuesday the 21st, a band called Scope, a rock band, are playing at the Gallery Rock Club in Birkenhead. I'll be there playing the records, as always, on a Tuesday. But I've never mentioned it in the past, but seeing as it's my last Tuesday, I'll mention it. So it's Tuesday night, the Gallery Club in Birkenhead. It's free to members and 30p to their guests. Before 10 o'clock. And on Wednesday night at the Hamilton Unit, Q are playing, and they're supported by Venomous Youth. And that is also free before 10 o'clock to all hands, and 30 pence or 50 pence or something afterwards. That's on Wednesday night at the Hamilton Club in Birkenhead, Unit Q supported by Venomous Youth. And I think I mentioned yesterday, I think it's the 6th of April, is it? No, it's not, it can't be. It must be the 6th of May. Or some such date. I've lost the card now. I did have it written down somewhere. Five bands on the Hamilton, a sort of Punk's Paradise band, Punk's Paradise Night rather. Five bands, the Venomous Youth will be playing also on that one, and a band called ATA, a couple more bands whose names escape me at the moment. And tickets for that are 80 pence, available for any of the band members or from Skeleton Records in Birkenhead. It's a lot dearer if you pay on the door. So if you get yourself, if you want to get down to that, the Hamilton Club, I think it's Wednesday the 6th of May, I think it is. I could be wrong, probably am, because I can't find a bit of paper with it on. But tickets are 80 pence for that from Skeleton, or from any other band members. And it's a lot cheaper. I think it's about double or something on the door, so get yourself a ticket for that. Right, that's all then out of the way. What am I going to do now? I was going to name check somebody, wasn't I? I'll read another letter out for a moment, and then I'll run down some of these names. I've got written down an hour and a quarter to go, and that's it. Mike Stand, any time, any day. Glad to see you going. I hope you get a good replacement. Shows how much notice you've been taking. My mother's taken over here, Burke. This is from Bill Jones character, or whatever he's calling himself this time, Ted Christian or Tony Christian or something. Play Halfway to Venezuela, Halfway to Venezuela by Antipus for me. Is it true you're setting up une maison de joie? Or in France. No, how dare you even suggest such a degrading thing. I am certainly not. Is your real name Reginald Scrotum or Roy Jockstrap? Bye bye forever from Billy Jones. And good riddance to you and all, Bill lad. Hope you're not coming tomorrow. Thanks for that short note. I won't play the track you want. Dear Mike, I write in every week. It's at least 3 weeks since my last mention. It's a pity that you're going, but where will you be during the school holidays? I mean, exactly. I don't know exactly in the school holidays. I'll probably be in Saint-Tropez or somewhere, or Biarritz, or whatever it's called. I wonder if you've got beer in Biarritz. Something like that. I don't know exactly where I'll be. I'll be flitting around. Of course, providing I haven't wrapped the coach up and been sacked and come back home. Me and Beefy went to Skelly's and saw somebody who spoke a bit like you and was opening letters addressed to Dave Jones. Oh, that can't be right. We know your name is Dave, but this person had loads of curly hair. Well, that's not my name, actually, Dave Jones. So maybe it was me that was there opening mail. But you got the name wrong. it's Smelly Nelly's birthday, so give him a mention in case he's listening. As this is your last show, don't forget to play some Gabriel. Have I got any with me, I ask myself. If I find some, I'll put some on for you. Please give a last mention to Sully and those good guys and tell Pete Toenails and Steve Spoon they're just about as interesting as Dickie Moore. Who's Dickie Moore? I suppose my tape is hanging around in pieces from the dartboard, or have you just framed it and hung it over the mantelpiece? Are any of the groups at the Riverside sweaty groups? Somebody said Afraid of Mice were good. Yours finally, Ian S. Sob, sob. Oh, God. All these people putting little sobs in their letters. There's no sweaty groups on, actually, no. Afraid of Mice are good. In fact, all the groups on are good. There's no heavy metal band on, unfortunately. I would have liked to have seen a heavy metal band in amongst the bill there somewhere. But there isn't, no. But Afraid of Mice are really good, as are the Muzzies, Windows, and the Walking Boys, who'll be on. So I hope to see you down there, Ian. And if I can find any Gabriel lying around the place, I'll play some for you. Meanwhile, a track I've been playing quite a lot over the past few months, I'll play it again for the very final time. I know the late-night tokers like this one, but they won't be listening, as they've all gone to Santa Pod for the weekend. And they'll be coming back tomorrow morning, so they won't be able to hear it. But for anybody else who likes it, a group from North Wales, from Bangor, formerly called Hot Water, now they're called Fay Wray. And this is a track called Family Affair. Thank you.